Margaret Trudeau, and you're listening to www.radio-up-org. Have a good day.
So, James, what is a group home setting, actually?
Well, we have an apartment that has 3 bedrooms, and each room is shared by 2 people. The principal lady, she takes care of us, and as well, she cooks meals 7 days a week. She does her laundry once a month, and she keeps the house clean.
Okay, good. And what do you contribute to the running of the house, if anything?
I cook on Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday.
And do you enjoy that part of your stay at the group home?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot. On Mondays, I take out the recycling, and if there's any upkeep in the house, I generally take care of it. So.
Okay, so Ima, do you have anything to add to that, as to what James said regarding a group home? Well, what is your setup like?
Me, I live in a duplex, 3 people on the first floor and 5 people upstairs in different rooms. The caregiver gives us breakfast, and we are supposed to go out after breakfast on a social program. He gives us sandwich, sometimes fruits too, and we have to be back before 4 o'clock for supper.
Now, James, could you tell us what are some of the positive and some negative aspects of living in a group home?
Well, I think the first thing is having a routine. Before I went there, I lived alone and I didn't have much routine. So by going there, I have my routine now, and I seem to be coming out of a fog, and I'm much more self-reliant, and she's been helping me with various things to get on in the house, and it's a much better situation than what I was in.
Okay, so any other way that she helps you out that comes to mind?
For a while there, I wasn't functioning very well, and I didn't have, my personal hygiene had to improve, so, because I was living up north, and up north they didn't have a lot of water, so we had to watch on our water, and I got used to that, and obviously you get a little smelly. So. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so she helps you establish some kind of routine for personal hygiene.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And what would be some negative aspects of living in the group home?
Well, you always have to wait for the bathroom.
That's not too convenient at times, I imagine. Okay, anything else that comes to mind that you feel is negative in terms of living there?
Yeah, I find that the landlady is a little too strict.
In what way is she too strict?
Well, she's taken over my life. I mean, with all these tips and tricks to get me into a new James. The new James is kind of looking at, not too bad, but I feel like I've let in a tiger into my shop, and
okay. And the tiger is not letting go.
No.
Okay. Imad, how about you? What are some of the positive aspects of living in a group home?
It's convenient because the price is excellent. We get very nice food, very nice beds. It's great. I still get to get some allowance too.
Okay.
I don't know about James. You said he spent... how much money did it cost you then?
It cost me $925.
That's too much because my welfare check is around $900. So I pay around $700, I think.
That's very good. Anything else that's good about the place?
They have excellent service. Like, if something goes wrong, the next day they fix it right there.
Okay, that's good. And what about the negative aspects of...
Well, I don't have a problem because I have my own room and I have a nice sofa there to sit on. Sometimes after supper, I like sleep there on the sofa and wake up in the middle of the night and go to sleep on my bed. Sometimes in the past, he used to complain to me about making noise above his head because the caregiver lives under me, right? His room. But then I told him, you know, you're like destroying me this way. Leave me alone, please. And ever since then, no complaints.
Well, that's good. Excellent. Very good.
Thank you.
And now, what changes do you want to see in terms of your living in the group home, or possibly wanting to move on?
Well, myself, I'm looking forward to having my own place. I've only got to make sure that this new routine sticks. I'm looking forward to cooking my own meals and doing my own laundry and going back to where I was.
So. Yeah, essentially taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. And Nima, do you foresee any changes in the way you're living that you might want to bring about so that you can move on from the group home? Or
he says we're not qualified to live alone here, because when they brought me to the place, they said I can't leave there because they want to make sure that I'm taking the medication.
Okay.
So I don't think they let me get out of there.
Well, thank you so much for all this information.
Sure, welcome.
You're welcome.
How do you get along with the other people in the group home?
Very well.
They're very nice, yeah, because I lost my key a couple of times and then he stopped giving me a key. So whenever I want to go inside, I ring the bell and I say, for example, Jeffrey, they come and open the door for me.
Myself, I like it. We don't argue about anything. There's no disagreements, so it's...
That's good. I wonder, do you have any pets in your group home?
No pets.
No pets.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hello, my name is Audley George Colvin First, and you're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org. Have a healthy day.